Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayeshanan, Moshe reviews and reminds Bnei Yisrael of the Aseres Hadibros. And in the very first of the Aseres Hadibros, Hashem says, Perek Hei Pasuk Vav, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt, etc. And the question is, every other one of the Aseres Hadibros is a mitzvah. However, the question is Anochi Hashem Elokecha a mitzvah? The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says, yes, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. He says this in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in the very first positive mitzvah, Mitzvah Saseh Aleph. There, the Rambam says that belief in God is indeed a mitzvah. And what is the source for that mitzvah? The Rambam quotes our pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the source for the mitzvah to believe in God. That's the Rambam. But other Rishonim disagree. For example, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1270, disagrees. In his comments to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban says that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. Rather, it's a statement of fact. It's a prerequisite for all of the 613 mitzvos. The Ramban notes that the Pasuk is not phrased as a mitzvah. The Pasuk doesn't say you must believe in Hashem. Rather, it's a statement. It's a statement of fact. I am the Lord your God, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, summarizes this disagreement between the Rambam and the Ramban using halachic terminology. Rabbi Soloveitchik says that the Rambam considers faith a mitzvah, whereas the Ramban and other Rishonim consider faith a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a necessary precondition of the mitzvos. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not one of the 613 mitzvos. It's a prerequisite for all of the 613 mitzvos. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. There is a fascinating perspective on the Rambam's opinion about Anochi Hashem Elokecha that was said by Rav Noach Weinberg, who died in 2009. Rav Weinberg was the Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah. I heard Rav Weinberg say this idea many years ago, and recently I saw this idea written up on the Eish HaTorah website. Rav Weinberg asks the following question. The Rambam says that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. But who is Hashem speaking to when he said Anochi Hashem Elokecha? If you already believe in Hashem, if you already follow the mitzvos, then you don't need a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. And if a person does not yet believe in Hashem, why would he or she listen to this mitzvah? So who exactly is this mitzvah for? Rav Weinberg says that the mitzvah is not to believe in God on faith alone. If you take a look, not in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, but if you take a look in the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam does not use the expression to believe. Rather, the Rambam says, and I'll quote the English, the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a primary being, etc. The Rambam does not use the expression leha'amin, to believe, to have faith. The Rambam uses the expression leida, to know that there is a primary being. Rev Weinberg says that the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah that each one of us needs to hear and that each one of us needs to follow. People who believe in God and people who perform mitzvos, each one of us still needs to hear this mitzvah and each one of us needs to keep this mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to acquire the knowledge necessary to believe in God, to know God, and to know His existence. Rav Weinberg calls this intellectual knowledge. We have a mitzvah to act, to investigate, to get knowledge, to research, to study, to analyze. We have to look and see God everywhere in the world and analyze and figure out in an intellectual level that God is God. We have a mitzvah, which is a fundamental principle of Judaism. You have to know that God is God, not just to believe. And Rav Weinberg says that there's another aspect to this mitzvah, and it was said earlier in the Parsha, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamites, the Torah there says, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, V'yadata hayom, you must know today, V'hashevosa el levavecha, place it on your heart, Ki Hashem hu Elokim, that God is God, in the heaven above, and on the earth beneath, there is none else. It's not enough to know intellectually that God is God. You must also know it in your heart. We need v'hashevosa el levavecha. Place that knowledge in your heart. Place that knowledge on your heart. And this, says Rav Weinberg, is much more profound because it affects and it impacts how a person actually conducts his or her life. According to this dual approach, Anochi Hashem Elokecha demands of us two things. First, we need to do whatever we can to gain intellectual knowledge of God's existence, to look at the world around us and to see God's existence everywhere we look. And at the same time, we need to work on our emotional knowledge to make God's existence a part of who we are, not just in our head, but also in our hearts. Have an amazing day, everyone.